I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban now says that they do not want to monopolize power, but they do insist that there won't be peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and that President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman Swail Shaheen, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. Taliban has swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seizing strategic border crossings, and are also threatening a number of provincial capitals. Its advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers leave Afghanistan. Firefighters on Friday declared the end of their search for bodies at the site of a collapsed Florida condo building and concluding a month of painstaking work removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. The June 24th collapse of the Oceanside Tower South killed 97 people, with at least one more person missing and not yet to be identified. The site has been mostly swept flat and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a rare visit to Tibet as authorities tighten controls over the Himalayan region's traditional Buddhist culture, accompanied by accelerated drives for economic development. State media say that Xi visited sites in the capital, including the former palace of the Dalai Lamas.